It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline. Why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do.
Chuck Berry on the Darren Copeland Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Dead at 90.
That's sad.
It is sad. Better than dead at 27.
I don't know. Well, if you're going to be a legend in rock and roll, you either have to die at 27 in some weird way, or you have to live to be like 80 or 90.
I agree with that.
I mean, if you have a good career and you die at like 62, you're not going to be in that pantheon.
See Ricky Nelson.
Right? And Ricky Nelson's way underappreciated.
He is.
Or how about George Harrison?
Well, yeah.
He's underappreciated.
He was less quirky than Ringo and less talented than the other two.
Fair enough. But more talented than Ringo.
I'm more talented than Ringo. I take that back. But listen, if I'm sitting there playing drums for the Beatles,
your job is not to screw it up.
But you have to input songs, so you know. So
and he did. He put in
la 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 la.
Well, he also wrote a couple songs on the White Album.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart
Club. I don't think he wrote that one.
I think he did.
Really?
Might have.
Now I gotta look it up.
That's a great song. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club.
I'm more of an
It better when the Muppets do it.
I'm more of an Abbey Road guy. I like Abbey Road better.
Abbey, no.
Oh, yeah.
I like the early stuff. It's not, this is later stuff.
Rubber Soul. Are you talking? What? Abbey Road was pretty early. It came before Sgt. Pepper's and after Rubber Soul and after Meet the Beatles. It was like their fourth or fifth. So it was still pretty early.
All right. Well, sing me your song.
No. I said I like Abbey Road, the album, better than Sgt. Pepper's.
You just like them walking across the. There was so much fun you could do. With that album cover.
Oh, with the album
cover. You could find out who really killed, you know, what's-his-head.
Paul?
Yeah.
I have a feeling you and I are judging these albums on two completely different criteria. I'm judging it on the music quality, and you're judging it on, like, I can have fun with the cover.
I'm judging it on the fact that the Bee Gees did a cover of it and made a movie.
That was a terrible movie. That was a terrible, and I like the Bee Gees, and I love the Beatles. I wanted to slit my wrist after I saw that movie. It was awful, awful, awful. Awful.
You told me, speaking of awful, you told me that we need to be more focused.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So, we should focus.
What? Were you saying something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex is afraid and confused in the booth.
Listen, we know exactly. Listen, this is an act. It was a high-rise act. We all know exactly where we are. Do you think they bought it?
Yes, I do. I think they bought it. No, keep going.
Okay, we're talking basketball now.
I was going to go there anyway.
I think the Nuggets got robbed yesterday.
Come on.
But after losing two heartbreakers in 2 days to the Houston Rockets, I believe that they have the firepower to go up against nearly everyone in the playoffs, and I think they can make anyone scared and make anyone a series, and if they win a series, they will grow confidence, and everyone's dismissing them. I watched ESPN today and was watching Sports Nation, and they dismissed, like, oh, the Denver Nuggets didn't. They didn't play defense because you know what? They wanted time left on the clock. Try their own.
Right. Nuggets.
I think you're giving the Denver Nuggets players a bit too much credit about that philosophy. I think they literally were stunned that they turned the ball over. They were probably even more stunned that Harden stole the ball. And
that is true. Then, like, I mean, defense in him is like.
Yeah, they don't mix generally. And then
I need to come up with like the Western, like him and defense don't mix like
mules,
like,
and rattlesnakes.
Yeah, exactly. Something like sagebrush and rocks.
So they had no defense at the end. I think the Nuggets will be okay. And they do have a really solid team. I'll tell you what I was most impressed with last night watching that game. Harden.
Yeah,
James Harden to me, and then I went and looked at his stats, and I was frankly kind of blown away.
It's D'Antonio, man.
he's really transformed Harden as a player.
Well, D'Antoni is finally after years and years, and this is unfortunate for the Denver Nuggets, who had the foresight to go out and get D'Antoni when he was in the European leagues.
Mm-hmm.
The first team to really go do so. And they went and he was terrible here, trying to play this.
They didn't give him a lot of, well.
They gave him a year.
But they didn't give him a lot of players.
There's a lot of coaches that can say that about the Nuggets.
Yeah, fair.
But he had, he had Rafe LaFrance.
Okay.
LaPhonso Ellis.
I did like LaPhonso Ellis.
He might have had McDice.
I liked McDice. But we didn't know. McDice was like a kind of three.
Rodney Rogers. I knew exactly. McDice is a power forward.
Yeah, but the Nuggets didn't know what to do with him. Kenneth Faried's a power forward, but they have better power forwards.
Yeah, but McDice forwards. Can shoot the ball. Faried cannot shoot the ball. Did you see the shot he took? I mean, everyone sagged off him because they knew. It's like what everyone does when I play basketball.
The Nuggets don't need Faried to shoot the ball, though. What the Nuggets need Faried to do is rebound and be physical in the middle. That's what they need him to be. They need him to be Manimal. They don't need him to be Steph Curry.
Yeah, but the problem is that in order for him to be effective, he needs to be able to have some offensive game outside of 2 feet.
Mm-mm. Why?
Because then once you come inside the box, you come inside the lane, then your defender is allowed to sag down on the better player, which is Jokic. So it allows a double team. You've drawn the double team in. Then there's no illegal defense. And you can't – and where another player could pop out to the top of the free throw line and hit a free throw – he can't hit that shot, which makes it difficult.
But they don't need...
And he's undersized anyway, and with his amount of athleticism that he has.
If he can get into the lane right under the basket, then that player's going to go out and cover Gallinari or Jokic.
He doesn't have the wiles of a Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman knew the art of rebounding, and Faried does it, I don't believe.
Well, whose fault is that, though? You know who I blame on that? He's been in the league long enough. And he's never been coached by anybody to teach him.
You're
how
not
to
supposed
play
to be coaching people. Listen, when you are the pros,
you still get coached.
Okay, yes, but not to that extent. Like, you don't need to be breaking down a guy's fundamental whatevers in the pros.
Why not?
Because you're a professional by this point.
Hey, man, listen.
You should be doing that. You should have this
Magic
already.
Magic Johnson.
Whoa, he was that great.
He was really, really good. Magic Johnson went and worked on his fundamental shooting after his first 2 years. LeBron went and worked on his fundamental shooting.
Yeah, not with a coach. They went.
They went and got coaches.
Yeah, they took the initiative. That's part of being professional. They took the initiative to go and get themselves better.
Then I
am not certain. I could be wrong. This is pure speculation. But his shooting has not improved as long as he's been here. Kenneth Faried, I mean.
No.
He's an undersized guy, and his athleticism is something that is an uplift to the Nuggets. There are other guys who are doing more from that spot on the floor than he is, and to make matters worse, he has a huge salary.
Who is doing more directly under the basket than Faried when he's healthy?
Hernan Gomez, Jokic.
Jokic barely plays under the basket.
But he averages nearly a double. He averages 10 rebounds a game. Plumlee.
Yes, okay, I'll give you Plumlee.
Okay, Plumlee can play that same position and bring it out. That's what they were trying to do with Nurkic. But Nurkic couldn't play it. They're trying to get – what they need is they need more outside help from that shooting, from that power forward position.
I don't think we need more outside help. We need some inside presence. We need some inside physical
presence.
You
need a guy that can come out and be able to draw and they have to account for him rather than just sagging.
We have three of those guys. We have Gomez, Gallinari, and Jokic.
Gallinari doesn't play that power forward.
But he could, and he probably should.
No, because he's not that type of player.
What do you mean? What?
Because he plays shooting guard, man. He's an outside shooting guard. He will bristle at having to play back to basket. Even though he's 7 foot tall.
None of our forwards play back to basket. None of them. Jokic barely plays back to basket.
Have you seen Jokic's skills at back to basket? Man, that guy can.
But he almost never plays it.
He does. He plays it a lot.
Oh, no.
He does. So does Plumlee.
Plumlee does.
The thing that is so intriguing for the Nuggets is that Plumlee, with his size inside and his rebound, but being able to get out and hit that 16 to 18 foot jumper from around, okay, teamed with Jokic, who can do what he does in terms of making passes and something. The problem is, when Manimal's in there, he doesn't space the four properly because they can let him go when he's anywhere outside of 10 feet. And that's a problem. It's like the reason, and I hate to go to Broncos, but it's the reason why Julius Thomas is not here with the Broncos. Ugh. Because as good as a receiver he was, whenever he went into the game, you knew they were passing the ball because he couldn't and wouldn't block.
So, I don't care
if he
can't block.
I mean, you can agree with it or disagree with it. I'm just telling you that that's the facts.
I don't need my tight end to be a world-class
blocker.
No,
but you need him to be versatile, and he wasn't versatile. And that's the problem with Manimal, is he is not versatile.
When I have a tight
end... I love him.
He's
not versatile.
Catch and run the way Thomas could...
Shoot the 15-footer, man.
I don't need him to shoot a 15-footer. Everyone on that team can shoot a 15-footer. I need him to go inside and throw elbows... and be physical and beat people up. We don't have anybody on this team with an attitude to do that. Fareed has an attitude, at least. Everyone else on the Nuggets team, they're soft.
Oh, you know who would be? Oh, he has a restraining order. Charles Oakley would be.
We just couldn't take him to New York.
That's a lot of Nuggets, ma'am.
Nuggets.
That's deep Nuggets.
Nuggets.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. Oh, Louisiana, yeah, yeah.